Okay, starting. Okay, good evening, Afenach Hanukkah. We're holding here in Derech Eitz Chaim in the Ramchal. We finished Oiz Gimel last time, where he spoke about the Torah's Nimshalas La'esh, and the point that he spoke about the Esh was that the Esh has a mode where it's sort of hidden within the coal. And then he says, I'm saying the end of Gimel. When you blow on it, it flares up. And as a person is oisik in Torah, from every letter a fire comes out. Mimula become a gvanim filled with many colors. Hein hayedias ha'emdus tzfunes tech oisahi. These are the ideas that are hidden in that ois. In Dalit, he's going to speak about this point, that the idea that different words in the Torah, you have messages sort of in the letters and so on. Well, he'll talk about it. But I wanted to sort of go off a bit on a relevant tangent. Being it's Hanukkah, there seems to be a bit of stira between where exactly is the makom of Torah in the Beis Hamikdash. The most obvious one is the Aron, obviously. The Aron is in the Beis Hamikdash, and has the Torah and the Luchos. You can't get more Zeh Keneged Zeh. And yes, the Aron has the Torah in it, and that's called the Makom of Torah. On the other hand, it says about the Menorah that the Menorah is, you put it in Darim. Haritzel Lahachkim, it says Yadrim. Shekein, the Menorah is in Darim. If somebody wants to become smart or wise, he should go to the south, because the south is, that's where the menorah was, and that's where there's chachma. Shemen is considered to be connected to chachma, and we talk about Oir HaTorah, the Rabbeinu Bechaya. So it's interesting. It doesn't say in many other places that it's connected to that. Rabbeinu Bechaya does say that the menorah is connected to HaTorah, because Torah is called Oir. So that's connected to that. There is also, in the Sfarim, speak about a difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. Whatever is in the Aron is connected to Torah Shebiksav, and the menorah is Torah Shebalpeh. Those are things that sort of explain the relationship between Aron and menorah. They both symbolize Torah, and they are distinct from each other, in depending whether it's Ksav and Balpeh, or the orator and so on. So I want to discuss a little bit. This Chanukah is the time when the Chag of the Menorah. I think it's very worthwhile to discuss it, and important to understand it. And this is something that will fit in exactly what he talks about earlier. In a person's mind, when a person understands something, so his mind and brain are be'etzem closed. They are the most closed of all of his evar. There is no action seen by it. There's nothing seen by it. There's nothing seen of it, is a better way of saying it. So if I'm sitting and thinking, as opposed to when I sit, when I walk, when I do something with my hands, when I talk, almost every other action, even when I breathe, I can hear the air going in and out, I can see the chest heaving. When you're thinking, that is totally, it is totally beyond the world around it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechaber koyach hapeh to it, where the koyach hapeh is able to bring over that hasaga and that fisa and that havana, and communicate it. That's the relationship of the Seichel and the Peh. The So if I were to say it in a different language, I would say that Ha'oriz, light, so to speak, comes out of my mouth describing my thought. Now, the difference, there are many differences between the two. The mind is totally hidden and never ever interacts with anything around it. A so-called meeting of the minds is a phrase. It obviously doesn't exist. The only time when two heads can meet is if you're playing football and you ram each other, or soccer. But in thinking, heads don't meet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached a Koach HaDibur, which is meant to be the second stage of it. It's the mouthpiece of it. It is where the Machshava and the Das is Meir outwards. If we ask ourselves, how does it illuminate, how does my mind have any ability to affect anything outside? The answer is through Koach HaDibur, which would then make it parallel to the Koach of Oyer and illumination. So the brain is Kulei Hester, the mouth is Kulei Gilui. I mean, talking by definition requires a Gilui, it requires something to be Megaleh to, and so on. Another very important difference is when I understand something, I understand it, I guess, holistically. I understand all the pieces together. So when you say the word Yankel, Yankel's a dear friend of mine or somebody I don't like in particular or whatever, I immediately have an entire picture in front of me. When I so something which in the mind is teifes it in its totality. When I need to convey it to you, and you ask me what is Yankel like, and I say, well, Yankel is Yankel, that's not terribly helpful, and it's not going to really help the other person. So I need to start off with the other person, and I need to tell him, Yankel is a very intelligent person. He's also well-mannered, but he has a temper, and he can lose it, and he's tall, and he's this, and he's that. The whole picture is our words, and each word is a discrete unit, and each word taken in itself is a partial truth, and the if it's a partial truth, there it means in a certain sense a distortion. That is the relationship of a chelek to the whole, the difference between having the Seich HaDas that is teufis with one tfisa, whatever it is, and the Koach HaDibur, which is the primary ha'ara of the Das, and it goes in pieces, and each and every piece is what it is. Let's take it to Menorah and to Aaron. The same exact bifurcation had to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The Aaron itself was the Torah, and it is nitfas in its entirety. As one, Torah is the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. That is something that is beyond, it exists in this world, but it is beyond human understanding. So the Aseres HaDibros are here. They're at the center, but they don't, we have no idea what that is, and that's why it's Behesta. The Menorah is the Ha'ara of that Hester outwards, and therefore it shines out to the outside. So of all the Melachos, it's interesting. Of the Melachos in the Beis HaMikdash, Ki'ilu, all the avodas of Beis HaMikdash, the avodas all were focused inward, so to speak. We bring a carbon kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We pour nesachim kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mayim kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we That's what the avodah is too. The menorah is an avodah, is ke'ilu a ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu being meir the world outside. The windows are made in a way that the light is supposed to go out, not in. It's ke'ilu the ha'ara that's going out. What is the most important avodah of that menorah? Is to make sure that the different elements come together and they become integrated in a way that it's true to source. So just like if I explain something about something or somebody, so I need to patiently listen to you, put them together as an image. The menorah, the kilo de gufa menorah, is a kone of oyer towards which six konim have to be made to. In other words, the atzmius of the avodas of the menorah is having different disparate nekudas and velp them menorah yeiru and focus them all on the menorah. Because in a certain sense, that completes the loop. On the first hand, first thing is I hear Torah as a klolius, and that's step one. Step two is I need to take each nekudah and be oimer each nekudah. Human beings cannot hear a klolius unity. They need to hear piece by piece, bit by bit. They break it down. And now it's broken down for them, actually, is a better way of saying it. And now their job is to recombine those different errors, and together becomes the original error. Just like the prism. If you take from the prism the different colors, and you put a reverse prism there, you get a white color. You got the color that we see of the sunlight and so on. Because that is the etzem, the colors all integrate back again. And that's the avoid of the Amul Pnei Amar Yairu. I want to go one more step as far as the Yivanim go. It's very interesting. Titus HaRasha made a beeline for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he stabbed the Pareches, blood came out. He took out, it was Matzia, and he lived with the Zayna there, and so on and so forth. Titus went straight for the jugular and into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why, wouldn't it make sense that Yohan would also try Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why was it the menorah that they seemed to be the most important piece that they were playing in? And the answer is, because that was the point of conflict, that the clear point of conflict between Yom and Klai Yisrael. Let's explain why. Many of the Rishonim not only quote Aristotle, but they build off him, you know, with tremendous a faith in the fact that it was Omer on Emes. The Rishonim understood that the Chochmas in this world can belong to somebody. The Chochmas in this world, it's possible to be Shailed on it. But that's only in the format that has cycles to this world. Let's give a parallel so we understand what we're talking about. Somebody writes a letter, and I'm a lawyer, so I sit in the letter and I am a dyak what the words mean. You know, this phrase means this or doesn't. This phrase means this or this. That's the way I look at something written, and I divide up, you know, and exactly what is it saying, what is not saying. A person who understands the one who wrote that letter has a different picture of it, because he has a different tefisa in it. The Yavan very, very strongly believed in looking into the Bria, exploring every avenue of Chachma that could be explored, which sounds really good. However, they did not understand it as being a ha'ara for one nekuda. Rather, each nekuda is something on its own. For instance, we believe that, so let's go back to the mashal. If let's say I walk into a room that I know was decorated by one interior decorator of great note, and I see a lot of balagan all around, different things, different places, and so on, I will stand there and try to figure out what exactly was meant by this. If it's in the house of somebody who I feel is a schlump and just doesn't take care of himself, I'm going to say each thing that's thrown on the floor has its own explanation. This is when it was running into the shower, this is when it's running out of the shower, this is when he tossed it to get it, that this thing should get out of his way, this was tossed by someone else to get out of their way. There's no, it has no meaning as a unified whole. I walk around the room, and every single element in the room has its own story and its own history. That's it. If a person is a very, very kanostic interior decorator, nobody touches his house, and I come to the house and it's set up rather strange, I need to ask myself, what's being said here? Why? How? And so on. That is the difference between understanding that something has a sheirish or not. If I understand something as a sheirish, then I'm choyken derish, how is this mistoif? How does this come out of the sheirish? If not, each piece on its own. Believing in a natural world where Yava believed means that every item in the world has its own story and can't, you know, it's not interconnected in any way. The way we see ecology in a bigger picture, the general interconnection of Bria, that was lost. That wasn't what people thought. The Yavan have divorced this Bria from any shoresh, like Aristotle said. Like the Rabban says about Aristotle, that the Yavanim only believed in whatever they see. When you only believe in whatever you see, so you automatically you miss a big world. All you left is with what you see, but if that's the tip of the iceberg. The iceberg is gone. They believed in a menorah without a Torah behind it. That was the crucial piece. So we believe Torah is all of the different ha'aris. So whenever I explain something, I'm going to get different ha'aris, different approaches, and therefore this represents the different approaches coming out. Masha'en kein, in Aristotle's mind, in the Greek mind, it represents each piece represents what it is. How they interact is a mikra, but each and every piece, the etzem is also the other piece. They happen to be living in the same neighborhood, but they're not the etzem part parts of the same plan, because there is no plan. Nothing came, you know, at some point it's just a void, and accident had it, you know, it's that every Bria and every person was born, but it's not as if there's a pre-plan. So these iris remain separate, distinct iris. So if I ask a person, tell me about physics, you tell me. Tell me about chemistry, I'll tell them. Tell me about biology, I'll tell them. Tell me about this, I'll tell them. Now the question is, are they connected? The answer is no. Each one is its own discipline, its own inyan. That's all there is to it. So what he's saying over here is that Torah itself is like a fire that comes out of a coal. it's bozev limud al zeh. It means that when I'm learning Torah, I understand beyond Torah to the makom sasim. I understand from what I'm learning, from the sugya I'm learning, I understand the depths of Torah that's at the shrashim level. So the Yevonim denied that piece, that it's a shirish for anything. At the end of the day, whatever is, and therefore, since we don't find a God around in any sense, so that's that. Finished. Did not have any other, they did not have anything other than what they could put their hands on. And therefore the menorah, whose avoda is to take these ha'aris and re-put them down again, that was lost to them. I wanted to sort of draw a bit of a schematic map of how things worked. You have a sheirish that we have a sheirish. It's inaccessible to us. It's in Hashem's quote unquote head. It's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Aron. Totally behest and sasim. And that's his mashal that he gives of a gachelas that is that there is no fire there. We don't see any fire there. We now blow on it and we see oiris come from it. And that's the gilui. Those are the oros. Oros are giluyim that from a sheirish, from a mokar to someplace else. And that would be equivalent like the koach hadibur in a person, and it would like the koach hadibur of a person, and the menorah, the different ha'aris of menorah. The avoda then is having had the different ha'aris to go and put it back to its makor again, which is el pnei menorah ya'iru, that all of the ha'aris come converge together and become the echad. So we have the echad that's behesta. We have the Zion, the different Iris, the six Iris and the seven, put the seven, that are, each one is individual Iris. And this is exactly where Yovan and us converge. They also believe Chachma. They also have Chachma and all the Chachmas. The only thing is they don't believe that there's a comment, that there's a Shirish for Chachmas, and B'meila, there's no Tachas for the Chachmas. It is what it is, what it is. And then there is the chabris again at the end, where you put it together again. I want to add one more parallel to this. The Sfarim speak about that in the Oren Yatorah Shebiksav, which is obvious, doesn't need any more hesper. You know, it's Torah. Whereas the Menorah is Torah Sheval Peh. So they split up the Torah between the Aron and the Menorah as being Torah Shebiksav, Torah Sheval Peh. Torah Shebiksav is really sasim to us. A person lays the Torah and he gets a very powerful sense of Shabbos. But what Shabbos is, how you celebrate it, we have no idea. That has nothing to do. So it's like, if I could call it the gachelas, like that coal that hasn't been blown on yet, and for all practical purposes, as far as we see it, it's dead. When you blow on it, you now bring out different iris. That's equivalent to the sheirish of Torah Sheval Peh. In other words, Torah Sheval Peh, darshins. When you're darshaning, you're not trying to put your stuff into the Torah because that, or pretend it is Torah because that wouldn't work. So then really what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find all of those areas that are hidden in the Torah Shebiksav. And I darshan it in a way. So what is Shabbos? What is Malacha? Why does the Torah repeat this? Why does the Torah say Esaschol Malacha and so on and so forth? Each and every one of these drushes is a way of distilling the Ha'ara from that coal. So Torah Shebikhtav is the luchos that are in the Aron. They are there's clo they're much closer to the Makor than Torah Shebaal Peh, but they are for us the Ohr is hidden. Maybe I can make out a little glimmer of light coming from the Gachelas, but that's it. I don't see its fullness. The Shebaal Peh draws it out and makes it into a large beam. But the caveat is, as we darshan each and every piece, the pieces have to fit together again. The pieces fitting together is this nekuda of so I want to just summarize a second. Basically, what we went off tangent was the Ramchal speaks about the Torah being like fire, and one of the key points of that muscle is that the fire is behester inside that coal, and it may even be when he's giving it over some that there is no, he doesn't see any of it, but it's there, and it's waiting to come out. With some sort of isiris, and that isiris is when you say something or whatever it is. So the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Diburim of Torah, they're the ones that bring out that pnimius of Torah to everything around. Okay, so Al Kaponim, it's a fascinating understanding of Hanukkah and the fact that the Yevanim were okay with learning everything and anything within its context, but the minute you're trying to be mechaber it, to attach to something before a deeper shirish, anything in those words, that they didn't believe in. And therefore the place where they kilu came out with their chachma, if we ask ourselves what's the difference between secular philosophy and Jewish philosophy, let's just use some terms like that. So the answer is secular philosophy starts with the message. This is the Metzius, the way we understand it, the way we see it. Now let's go from there onwards. Anything before that doesn't exist. The Torah's Chachma of Torah starts with the Shoresh, the other way around. It starts with acknowledging the Shoresh, and now we need to understand how these different items combine together equal to Torah. That's what we need to do. The understanding of how the different surahs all came from one Shoresh, one Makom. Okay, we'll hold it by Dalet. Any questions, points, anything somebody wants to say? Okay, I'll put on a Freilich and Chanukah. And Bez Hashem, hope next week Bez Hashem will be back.
Frail Chanukah, Rebbe.
Afer Chanukah, Yashi.